This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Hi, you're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Taz, Melinda and myself, Janet Jukes.
And we're back in the studio now with Dale Park. Good morning to you, Dale.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Dale, we've been talking about you all morning, of course.
Because... I've been listening.
Oh, well, that's good
to
hear.
Lots of people have been listening today, I think.
And so just to set the scene, you've conducted, I think, what is a survey attached to each of the elections.
Yep.
That really surveys a range of attitudes and policy commitments as well as funding commitments.
Yep, that's right.
That are related to the LGBTI community. And you have published a very colourful report card.
We have, yes.
I'm unhappy that it's colourful because it should really just be boring old plain green.
Well, yeah, that's what we would all hope, and then we actually wouldn't need a lobby group, which wouldn't that be amazing?
Mm. So, look, before we go any further, where can people see the report card?
Yep, so we have created www.rainbowvotes.com.au that has the report card. It has our election booklet, which went out to all the political parties that was the basis of the survey, and it articulates what the community wants addressed, and that's the, you know, looking at the whole community as much as possible.
And that was collaboratively, that booklet, which is separate from the survey, was a collaboration of 30 organisations?
Absolutely. So there's probably about maybe eight or nine that wrote the content, but then we went to another 20, 25 to get, you know, approval, sign-off, commitment that these were the important issues, which I think is an amazing achievement to get.
So who was involved that was
So in terms of the writing of it, it was The Lobby, Thorn Harbour Health, By Alliance, Transgender Victoria, Rainbow Families,
Intersex whole Rainbow.
Human. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it is very colourful, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
Because it really should all just be green. Were there some parties that were more colourful than others?
Yes.
Give us the top line.
So I guess a little bit of context is important as well. So I do think that for the two major parties, they have to be able to back everything up that they say because they potentially get into government. So I think sometimes there is a little bit of a hesitation as to the full commitments that they can put forward, as opposed to maybe some of the smaller parties who are there to influence rather than govern. So we definitely saw that Reason and the Greens scored majority, fully committed, and Green scores. I think it was 85% and 83%. Labor came in with having made an adjustment after hearing some of the announcements, a 61% Green, and then the majority outstanding were Amber, a partial commitment, with only two in the red as either not a commitment or not stating a response. And unfortunately, the Liberal National Coalition came in with a very high percentage of a red and no response, no commitment. And that was really because the questions in which were asked in the survey weren't responded to. There were some very positive announcements, and there's been further announcements today, which were great, but really key things involving the intersex community, the bisexual community, trans community, as well as rainbow families, those questions really weren't answered. So in the space...
So you mean they just didn't respond at all?
No suitable response?
So for those ones in particular, so what we got, and all of the submissions are available on the website, we do encourage everyone to go and have a look at them. But what we got was a statement around what their approach is for the LGBTI community moving forward. And unfortunately, it didn't make any reference to family violence, to the specific issues for intersex people that were raised in the survey and in the booklet, as well as other groups.
And of course, when we're talking about green, we're not talking about the colour that the party
Green as in
we're
a
talking
tick.
about the traffic light system.
Yes. So green, amber, red.
Yeah, so we did a traffic light. Green was regarded as a full commitment. An amber or yellow was a partial commitment, and then red was no commitment or no response.
So you've adjusted, you said, some of the scores after listening to our show this morning.
Yeah, so we probably got a little bit of a heads up about one issue that was related, and some of the issues that were spoken about, whilst they are absolutely welcomed and they're really positive, both from the Liberals and from the government, didn't specifically answer, I guess, questions that were lacking. It probably reconfirmed where they already got a positive response. And we also made an adjustment to the Liberal Nationals scorecard yesterday. After our press release went out, Matthew Guy commented that in a statement that absolutely they would retain the Equality Minister position. That wasn't in the original submission. So we very much welcomed that. It was a shame it wasn't in the original one because they would have got a green or a fully committed. But then we adjusted that accordingly.
Yeah. I think that demonstrates the value of doing these type of exercises and scorecards, right? Because it forces that conversation and perhaps generates some of that change.
And I think it also is about, because the scorecard has come from a collaborative process across a number of leadership organisations, it actually requires the parties to listen and engage with the issues that we think are important, and I think that's a real strength of this
absolutely.
Process.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we built the questions from the survey from that election booklet. Now, we, the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, did all the scoring and did the running of the survey, but we took it from that collaborative process of developing a booklet and listening and hearing from the key experts from the different parts of the rainbow community around what are the key issues. And it's great if there are other announcements and other things coming forward, but specific issues that are being raised around mental health, around family violence, trans issues, bisexual community and intersex need to be addressed by all parties.
I'm of course, you know, I have a particular fondness for the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby.
Lifetime member.
Really? Really?
Well, you know, one of
founding
the
member, wasn't it?
First co-convener. Yeah. But I think, you know, it's probably also worth noting that the lobby is not a funded organisation. You're doing, everybody who's involved is doing all of this in their spare time.
That is very true.
With no resources really at all at your disposal. So, you know, it's about people power.
And there have been a number of people involved. Like, I'm here today talking, but it is absolutely by no means being just me. There have been a number of
people.
We
know that, Dale, but these things do require leadership. And I'm just going to say this. While we were preparing earlier this morning, we did actually reflect on what a great job you were doing. So,
thank you.
And I, for one, know how hard that job is in juggling it with life. And, you know, I mean, there's been a series over the last 22 or so years since we first formed the lobby of leaders. And, you know, the lobby goes up and down because it's about, you know, people getting involved and that leadership. So, you know, congratulations. This is a massive achievement.
Thank you.
And also I attended the election forum. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I will do. Just quickly while we're on, I guess, the lobby and how it runs, we actually have our AGM coming up on the 1st of December. So there are committee positions available. We will be looking for a new treasurer because our old one is standing down. Our female co-convener is also standing down. So there's opportunities for people if they're interested. On the candidate forum, that was a really great opportunity to have, and we were really grateful that the political parties showed such interest in it and put forward their best people. You know, so we had David Davis, Martin Foley, Fiona Patten and Sam Hibbins talking about the issues that we identified in the election booklet. And what I loved about the forum was that it was run as part of the Australian Multicultural Conference, and it allowed us to demonstrate the diversity that is within our community and ensure that politicians don't see us as this homogenous group that are all the same, and that actually there are specific issues for people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities, and what that means to be LGBTI, and, you know, people, all people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities are not the same. So I think it was great to see that diversity represented.
It was, that's reflected in the comments from one of the people who've messaged in actually around you know, saying that they're not going to vote for a party that's dismantling race discrimination laws. So we're, you know, we're concerned about all.
That's 317. Thank you, 317 again.
317 again.
Across the intersections, and because of course we're not one thing or the other, and we are concerned about the whole gambit of policies. So whilst we're talking about the policies of the parties in the LGBTIQ space, we know that people are concerned about, you know, the values underpinning those.
Absolutely. And I think the values is a really key thing. And what we've done with the election survey and the report card is demonstrate, I guess, where parties sit on particular issues. We've heard further announcements today that people should absolutely pay attention to and listen to. It's very encouraging to hear things around funding and getting business community more involved and things like that. But we absolutely need to look at the stigma, discrimination and inequality that exists within our community. And from a rights lobby perspective, we absolutely continue to push for legislative changes around discrimination, not just at around schools, but all faith-based religious exemptions. People need to be protected and supported.
And Dale, in your analysis of the submissions that you've received and what you've heard from the political parties, all four political parties that you've surveyed, do you think any of them go some way towards achieving that? Achieving a change in stigma in our community? Or leading the change in stigma?
Look, there's improvements that every party can make. Otherwise, as you said, everyone would be green. There's some really positive responses. As I said, the crossbench get to say that, yes, we will support this, which is amazing, but we then require them to put pressure on whichever government are in to actually make this a reality. It's not enough to just say, oh, we'll support it if it gets in. We need them to push further. We've seen some encouraging commitments around ending discrimination from both the major parties. You know, unfortunately, the Liberal Nationals have only talked about students. They haven't talked about workforce issues. And Labor have only talked about education. And I mean, just on this, you know, we'll protect students because absolutely it's wrong that they should be discriminated against. But when is it ever good to be discriminated against?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was a conversation I was having with myself with some religious leaders late at night, you know, in my head around, you know, at what age, you know, here's a 16-year-old. Is it okay to discriminate now or 17 or 18?
And it's like,
when? When is it okay?
Absolutely.
Well, never.
Dale, I know you can't actually tell people how to vote, and you may not even wish to declare how you're going to vote.
Absolutely
but
not.
Based on the information that you have, you know, analysed, who would you say is emerging as being the most LGBTI, not only friendly, but actually really wishing to, you know, change things for the better? Where do you think the vote lays best?
Okay, so I have to think very carefully how I answer this because we are absolutely an apolitical party and we're not there to tell anyone how to vote.
I understand
that. So I think the best way to answer this is for each individual to think about what their key issues are, to look at the scorecard. If family violence is really important to you, look at the ones that scored green. If discrimination is really important to you, look at those. It may be that actually you need to look at a whole range of sections. If some of the announcements today around, you know, the business sector is really important to you, then that may be your driver. Ultimately, it comes down to individual preferences and individual values.
That's a great answer, Dale. That's
but you could be a politician vote, with that type of answer.
I think, Dale, you'd agree, though, our votes do count.
Absolutely.
And we need to think, as we cast our votes, we need to think about our community and our families and our future ourselves. So, you know, we have to be out in our voting.
Yes, I agree. And, I mean, whilst what I can say from a lobbyist perspective, what we would absolutely encourage is that law reform, legislative reform that is going to protect our community, that is going to ensure that inequalities that exist are removed completely, to ensure that young people and families are able to go to school and have a safe, inclusive education system, that people can thrive and at work. These are the things that are really key that we think from a lobby perspective. We thought that vilification legislation is absolutely required. We will continue to push on that. Housing and homelessness was one of our key issues, as identified from the community, as is religious exemptions and family violence. So,
Dale, thank you.
The other issues,
thank you very much for your
health.
Time this morning.
Yes,
thank you for coming
health.
Into the studio.
No problem.
Your work is absolutely gold, and we love
thank you.
Chatting with you regularly on
so
our show.
Just go and have a look at www.rainbowvotes.com.au.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.